So, to all the dudes out here, how many of y'all ever gotten a bad blowjob before? Bad blowjob? Like, you sit there and you look down and you're like, ah! Ah! Like that little... Like shit like that? Well, if you haven't, that song's for you. You know what I'm talking about with this one. This one's called 5 Days. This girl 5 days ago, her body and her face looked amazing, yo. We started drinking Captain and Sprite. I was hoping that sex was gonna happen that night. Then she kissed me. We started messing around. I had a smile on my face when she started going down. It felt good for a second, then scrape. Oh, that's kind of nice. Scrape. And shit should be considered rape. I know you're drinking 80 proof Captain Morgan, but that's no excuse for the tooth to the foreskin. I'm already circumcised, I don't need a touch up. Now I gotta clean these cuts up. It's been 5 days, 5 long days since you've been in my room. And I'm still pouring out real sporing atop my room. It seemed like a good idea at first, but you turned the best thing into the worst. 5 days later, my shit still hurts. Now the weird thing about it was she looked real whore-like. One of those, I've sucked a lot of dick before types. She looked more skank than Brianna Banks. Felt like putting a pork frank in a piranha tank. I wish I had a condom made of metal mesh like the divers use on Shark Week to protect their flesh. But alas, I was vulnerable. With her teeth, she gave my boner a pull. I told her it's cool, stop sucking, that shit hurts. But even with her hands, she just didn't understand how a dick works. Treat it like a tube of toothpaste about to run out. She'd start from the bottom and try to squeeze the cum out. It was pitiful, G. She took the phrase choking a chicken literally, man. She said she used to be a farmhand. Blood drops on her pink breast cancer armband. That's when I knew I had to flee. So I got up and I told her I had to pee. Then I tiptoed out the door, quiet as a mouse. When I got outside, I said, shit, we're in my house. So I went back in and I told her a fib. I said my mom's on her way coming over to the crib. And besides, I couldn't fuck if I wish. Look at my penis, it looks like a halfway gutted fish. She left and I went to my room. I got my first aid kit and started tending my wounds. And that shit still hurts. And it's a week later, I joked about it with my friends and we nicknamed her Cheese Grater. It's been 5 days, 5 long days since you've been in my room. And I'm still pouring out the exploring atop my room. It seemed like a good idea at first, but you turned the best thing into the worst. 5 days later, my shit still hurts. So that last song was about dick sucking, but I'm gonna move on to a song that's more about my emotions and feelings and shit like that.